Chapter 1 of Planet of the Gods. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Phil Chenevert. Planet of the Gods by Robert Williams. Chapter 1.
What do you make of it?
Commander Jed Hargraves asked huskily. Ron Val, busy at the telescope, was too excited to look up from the eyepiece.
There are at least two planets circling Vega, he said quickly. There may be other planets farther out, but I can see two plainly. And Jed, the nearest planet, the one we are approaching, has an atmosphere. The telescope reveals a blur that could only be caused by an atmosphere, and Jed, this may seem so impossible you won't believe it, but I can see several large spots on the surface that are almost certainly lakes. They are not big enough to be called oceans or seas, but I am positive they are lakes.
According to the preconceptions of astronomers formed before they had a chance to go see for themselves, solar systems were supposed to be rare birds. Not every sun had a chance to give birth to planets. Not one sun in a thousand, maybe not one in a million. Maybe, with the exception of Sol, not another one in the whole universe. And here, the first sun approached by the third interstellar expedition was circled by planets. The sight was enough to drive an astronomer insane. Ron Val tore his eyes away from the telescope long enough to stare at Captain Hargraves.
"Air and water on this planet," he gasped. "Jed, do you realize what this may mean?"
Jed Hargraves grinned. His face was lean and brown, and the grin, spreading over it, relaxed a little from the tension that had been present for months.
"Easy, old man," he said, clapping Ron Val on the shoulder. "There is nothing to get so excited about."
"But a solar system?
We came from one."
"I know we did, but just the same, finding another will put our names in all the books on astronomy. They aren't the commonest things in the universe, you know. And to find one of the planets of this new system with air and water? Jed, where there is air and water, there may be life."
"There probably is. Life in some form seems to be everywhere. Remember, we found spores being kicked around by light waves in the deepest depths of space. And Pluto, in our own system, has mosses and lichens that the biologists insist are alive. It wouldn't be surprising if we find life out there." He gestured through the port at the world swimming through space toward them.
"I mean intelligent life," Ron Val corrected.
"Don't bet on it. The old boys had the idea they would find intelligent life on Mars until they got there. Then they discovered that intelligent creatures had once lived on the Red Planet. Cities, canals, and stuff. But the people who had built the cities and canals had died of starvation long before humans got to Mars. So it isn't a good bet that we shall find intelligence here." The astronomer's face drooped a little, but not for long.
"That was true of Mars," he said. "But it isn't necessarily true here. And even if Mars was dead, Venus wasn't, nor is Earth. If there is life on two of the planets of our own solar system, there may be life on one of the planets of Vega. Why not?" he challenged.
"Hey, wait a minute," Hargraves answered. "I'm not trying to start an argument."
"Why not?"
"If you mean why not an argument."
"I mean why not life here?"
"I don't know why not," Hargraves shrugged. "For that matter, I don't know why either." He looked closely at Ron Val.
"You ape. I believe you're hoping we will find life here."
"Of course that's what I'm hoping," Ron Val answered quickly.
"It would mean a lot to find people here. We could exchange experiences."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?